Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Like glue.
Good evening, folks. You are tuning in to another episode of How Many Times Will Gilly Freeze Tonight? Also known as Ought to Know Better.
Hi, this is Don Matteo, and you are listening to the Ought to Know Better podcast. Let's do this.
How are we doing, everyone? What are you, Gilly, that tried to play the intro at the same time as me?
Well, because I can't win. I either get whinged at for not doing it, or I do it and it...
I'll tell you what, I'll let you do them tonight, mate, because otherwise we'll just keep doing that, I think. How's everyone doing?
Yay!
Don't all speak at once, you know. Enthusiasm, lads, that's what it's all about. I want to know better.
I'm on cloud, lad. Cloud nine. Cloud nine, James. Living the fucking dream. It's been a great weekend.
He's probably. Have you been in Wales?
No.
That's why it was a good weekend. That was why it was a good weekend.
Yeah. He only likes going there on his weekends, doesn't he? Every fucking weekend when there's not a Leeds game, sometimes when there is.
If Leeds are away, Smarty will be in whatever bay.
Smarty's away. Smarty's playing away.
He will. And what? It doesn't even matter if he's meant to be on Berardi and Coke. He don't give a shit, does he? He just fucks off.
Don't give a fuck. Just do what I want, mate.
He writes his own fucking rules.
That's what he does. That's what he does. You know, I don't blame him after what we had to sit through this weekend, to be fair. But we'll get to that shortly. Before we hit that, we'll have the results of the Ought to Know Better predictions. Come on, Gilly.
Come on, go in a video at some point. Yeah,
you know. Ought to Know Better predictions.
Well, I mean,
yeah, next time that happens, I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to try and do what's his name, Gilly, who does that noise? That voice.
Daniel.
I'm just going to try and do. So, Jay, you're quite good at it. Just see if you can do it.
Ought to Know Better predictions.
That's actually all right.
Not too far away,
that. I'll piss you off, actually.
maybe down an octave. Try it a bit deeper.
Ought to Know Better predictions.
That's not what bad.
We found something to do that. We found it.
One of my many hidden talents, talent. Luke.
I can narrow down how well it went in as much as there was 1 point handed out. Jason got it. And it still leaves him at the bottom of the table.
Hellfire.
He is now joint bottom of the table on minus 3 points with Scotty of LUTV fame.
Well, what I like about this is it's basically the reverse of that season when I went for a 4-1 win every week. Jason's just going to go for a Leeds loss, isn't he? And, you know, if we have a shit season, he's going to have a great one. And if we have a, yeah, a great basically. One, he's going to have a terrible one. So,
and instead of being positive, Jay, you're in a position where, what, you're top of the league because you're not predicting a win every week.
Well, I have actually predicted a win every week, to be fair. It's just that I got. Didn't I get a correct score or something at one point?
Did you have a three in your back? Yeah, something like that. I can have a look back. But yeah, Jay Smarty and the fans are top. Luke's following up, and then it's me and Carl.
Come on, guys. It's me and you lot together.
speaking of Carl and accents, Smarty, seeing as he's not here. Oh.
God's quiet. Would have had boy for a walk and not a stiff listen to
that's like well, there's not a stitch to listen to me.
Not a stitch normally means that he's not wearing out, does it?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hope he's not out walking.
No, he's Irish. Butter. Nothing against the rest of the Irish, but I mean he's a stereotypical Irish, shall we say.
He's dogging. Yeah. He's out naked
tick.
With dog.
Are you calling him Tick?
Oh God, we've got somebody else from Donegal on here. We've got Alison. We're basically covered in Irish.
It's the Irish white. Irish white. Right.
We've been taken over.
On a gal, eh? God.
Jesus Christ. All right,
is it pronounced Donegal or is it Donegal?
Donegal, isn't it?
Donegal. Is it Donegal, I say.
Oh, Alison, very good accent.
We had like three different pronunciations of it there, so we definitely pissed somebody off.
I'll do me, me Mickey from, what is it? Snatch impression.
Go on then.
J-Dags.
Yes. J-Dags, what? Koala, let's crack
on. Right, it's got no fucking wheels.
All right. Predictions out of the way, then we'll get on to that shit show of a game, which seems to be something that I have to say after every game at the moment. I don't think any of us have actually seen it, probably, have we?
Yeah, so one of us has. But I've already spent over an hour sat talking about it, and I really don't want to do any more.
We're relying on you here, Gilly. I was sat outside a bar in Cardiff because I went to WWE to watch Sweaty Men. It's, you know,
I wasn't sure you were going to admit that in public.
That's true. I am who I am.
It needs to be better than last week. Last week was an absolute shambles.
Hey, yeah. Did you see what I called the podcast last week?
Yeah, did you?
We're really sorry. We'll try better.
We'll try harder next week.
We're off to a flyer, lads. We're off to a flyer. I'm going to go you first, Smarty, since you've got a lot to say. What do you reckon to what happened?
I don't know. I only watched 20 minutes. and from what I did actually see was a complete and utter fucking shit show. I think I turned it on as Llorente were doing his quality drag back.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, absolutely. Couldn't have timed it better. I had to watch highlights and stuff like that. We just seemed to lose all composure, really, didn't we? A lot of people have said...
No, we didn't lose any composure. We didn't have any
to start with then, fair enough. Yeah, a lot of people have said that, you know, when they'd seen the result and they'd look back and watch the highlights and stuff like that, they expected it to be worse than it was. When I've seen it, apart from a few brief shit performances, I can't really say that we played that bad. I mean, obviously, sporadically, poor in parts, but... As a team performance, it won't. But I think it's just down to general, you know, individual performances, a lot of the mistakes and stuff. But Llorente
itself works then.
If Llorente is wank. No, the system hasn't worked for the last couple of, well, dare I say, three games. Because really, against Everton, it wasn't that good either. I mean, it needs the defense. Someone needs to have to defense. We need Cooper really. I know that Woo! Obviously. And I know that will obviously, you know, upset you, Jay, because you are a Cooper-hating bastard. But
if you say so,
I mean, what are the tactics at the minute? If we're playing a team that sits deep, why are we continuing to attack these, knowing full well that you know our two fucking left and right backs actually as right back were better when Ayling came on, funnily enough. Mm-hmm. But they're going to attack our weaknesses. Why are we continuing to do what we've done before? I were always starting or under the impression that, you know, Jesse Marsh came in and would adopt his tactics to suit the team that we're doing. It seems to be a little bit Bielsa-ish this, where it's just, no, this is how we play, just fucking crack on. Why can't we change tactics? The other teams will see how we play. They'll see how other teams have beaten us, and they'll just keep continuing to do exactly the same thing every other fucking team's done. It's like that thing of Blackadder, you know, when they're all getting thrown up at top. You've not got Gilly thought we're... Oh.
Don't worry about it. I've put him in timeout. He's in detention.
Lorente had a cracker of a game. But yeah, exactly. It's like sending troops over the trenches in World War, you know, World War One. You know, they won't expect us to do it when we've done it 33 times before. You know, fucking hell. We need to do something. We need to do something. I mean, it's all right in midfield. We're an absolute wet lettuce when we're going forward. We can't score for fucking toffee. We're absolutely shite in defence. We're relying on Melier too much. And
we haven't failed to score in a game this season, Smarty.
You what, mate?
Oh, sorry? Brighton. I think that's the only game we've scored. You said we're shit.
Yeah, fucking hell, mate. Come on. Patrick Bamford could have normally knocked that in with his fucking knee or his ass cheek or whatever else. He's...
Yeah,
oh, he's rusty. He's rusty because he's not been playing.
Fuck off.
Carl's talking about an entire let's just rip up every formation that Jess is comfortable with and play something different.
So, I don't really know, really. It's just that we're an absolute shit show. Something needs to change. The tactics need to change. We need to see some other players come in. Lorente needs to fuck off for a while, and that's
it. Do the tactics need to change? So the point I made on the BNC was box to box, we were a better side.
Yes.
Other than Cox setting up 3 goals and Lorente setting up 1 and the ref giving away the pen, because that wasn't a pen for ever. That's never seen a
fucking
pen.
Lorente gave away 2.
Well,
so, nah.
If it were against us, it'd be a pen, wouldn't it? Come on. If it were other way around, you'd
that's not. If that wasn't given against us, I'd be less aggrieved than the one that wasn't given against us.
The one that we didn't get
was more of a penalty than the one given against us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lorente was at fault for 2 of them goals.
Nah. So, but the point on the BNC was between the boxes were the better side. But I mean, so if when you're talking about the formations and so on, if you're just going to be Paddy Bamford missing an open goal, no keeper in front of him from 4 yards out, Jesse can't legislate for that. He can only get the players into the positions. He can't legislate for Lorente doing a fucking Cruyff turn in the middle of pitch with no pressure on him at all, and all of a sudden there is now fucking pressure on him. Jesse can't legislate for that either. That bit in between the defence and attack worked well. Our midfield is well balanced. We've got the right support for attack. So I don't think it is that. I think it's the personnel. You've got 2 centre-backs that are playing really shit, and we've got a striker that's come in having played no minutes at all. So, of course, it's going to go badly.
But it is down a little bit to Jesse Marsh and his tactics, because we're getting fucked going forward. We're all right. I mean, we've got Bamford, like you said. We can only piss with Dick. We've said it many, many times. We didn't strengthen in the fucking window. We bought a child from fucking France.
No. He's played for Italy. And therefore, he must
have
be
seen him
absolutely
this, mate?
Hold on. There's too much shit going
he's
on there.
He's right fucking unit.
So what? So
you,
fucking
you call him a kid, mate? He'll knock your fucking fringe off.
don't be getting fringes.
Yeah, he'll hit you that hard, your head will go massive.
Upside down head bastard.
He's already done him.
He needs to do something, because his defence is absolutely woeful, man.
Yeah, but all that happened is that both of our centre-backs were just done regularly, consistently, again and again and again, by one straight long ball.
Yeah.
What do you change? Your Marsh sat on sidelines watching that happening, going, guys, this should be meat and drink for you. You should be just clear this. What's going on? So, you know, for me, it's the personnel.
They use a long ball because there's nothing between now and midfield. They've got a striker stood up front around their defence, so they're knocking a long ball up. We need to manage the game better rather than forcing them all the way back and sitting there and passing around their fucking defence and then
genuinely
posh,
think
Harry knows on the track. Something needs to change.
Huh? Do you really think he's gonna change everything he believes in?
I didn't say everything. I just said some stuff. We need to manage the game. If the game's slipping away from us in those circumstances, then something needs to happen. He needs to change something. Whether he changes the tactics, the formation slightly.
But Gilly's right. We were dominant. We dominated the game. It was we lost 5-2. Fair enough. We didn't win, but one of them's come from.
All right. Okay. You're right. The tactics are absolutely fine. We've just got two shit fucking defenders. There you go. Yeah, better fucking defender.
Basically, so what I was saying, we need a better player.
We need two more fucking central defenders, and we need another fucking striker. Because Bamford can't finish his dinner.
There's no good telling Luke about
that. If we'd got a left back, you'd have had an extra centre back.
We don't need to spend any more money. So.
Why don't you chip in, Jay? Take your fucking 6 months.
Hey, I've been letting you go, mate. Letting you chat. Just letting you do your bit.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
I'm not on about that.
No, I get you. I know what you're on about. Hey, listen, I've got bigger fish to fry, mate, than worrying about all that.
Clearly not, Brenda's ghost. Clearly not.
Clearly not.
That's exactly what we're saying.
They can't do it, though. The shit. So they need to stop and play the long ball.
I remember watching us against Everton. I said
to concede from a long ball.
I said to the guy next to me, so why is it that we have all this pressure? We're working the ball into the box to try to get at them. We're dominating possession. And then one fucking through ball or long ball and we're undone. And you expect a goal each time it happens at the moment. And that was one of the things that people got upset about with Bielsa, that you expected teams to score when they went forward. And it's starting to happen again. It ain't looking good.
I mean, I wasn't too disappointed with the effort at Everton because they were just a bunch of fucking pricks. Brighton are Brighton. We never win in London because I still do class Brighton as London. Fuck them. Still southern bastards.
We're in London. That's the fucking difference.
I tell you what, when you expect it, it don't come. And then there it is.
He got a lot of stuff wrong, did one.
That's what she said.
One of them. For that one.
Here we go. But that was just an absolute shit show. And it's just down to individual performances as well. I think, you know, in my opinion, he could have managed it better slightly. Maybe not pushed up as much or as high. But if that's what he wants to do, then that's what he wants to fucking do. But we need to pull some out of bag against Forest. We can't be getting fucking dicked against Forest like that.
No, absolutely not. Luke, why do you think his form's started to go on a downward slide?
Oh, because they have spent no money that they haven't got, Jay, obviously.
I knew you'd come round eventually. Good man. I knew you weren't completely daft.
Bloody simple.
It seems like we made all that effort. We had that great win, everyone are high, and we just seem to have gradually got worse since then. I mean, it's starting to make it look...
I genuinely don't think we've been playing badly. I don't think we've had a bad performance apart from...
We haven't played terribly, no.
Even Brentford, we've not been out of the game and where we've been absolutely outplayed. And I expected that. I expected it to come from Chelsea, to be honest with you. I expected us to get a fucking right hiding. But we haven't been outplayed in any game. Even Brighton, when it was a pretty shit game, we weren't outplayed. We weren't outplayed at Brentford. Those away games, you look at them and you probably would have took a point out of them both, wouldn't you?
You know, there's all sorts of reasons to get rid of London with a biblical flood. I think you're right, but the weird thing is, actually, if you look at last season's results and look at this season's results, we got nothing at all against the European teams last season. Nothing at all. This season, it looks like it might well be the opposite way around because we're going to be a lot more effective against the teams that are trying to attack us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So she quite right, Smarty. Yeah, so maybe those tactics do need to change slightly. I think he mentioned it, actually, after Brighton did, Jesse Marsh, that we tried playing a more direct style to suit playing a Brighton-type side. But when they've been installed and learning something specifically in training, it's hard to just forget that for 90 minutes on a weekend when 90% of the time we're going to be playing a particular style or style. Just a particular way. Or style.
Well, Harry. Absolutely. Good. Do you think that Marsh is carrying on with the refs every week now? He's getting to be a bit of a distraction.
I don't know. What won the poll?
He didn't know.
It wasn't that, so we can talk about it briefly.
All right,
Do you guys not think that maybe he's... I mean, I know everyone's talking about it at a minute. It's starting to do me fucking head in. Whether you think that he's making a rod for his own back or whatever by doing or behaving the way he's behaving, but do you think sometimes he's using it as a bit of a distraction to see, you know, obviously Leeds are getting fucking pumped and he's carrying on like a right dipstick at side at pitch. Do you think he's using that as a kind of a distraction to what's actually going on, or do you just think these theatrics are just
I think he's passionate. I think that's who he is.
Oh no, I can't knock that.
I don't think it's theatrics. I think that's who he is. The other side to it, I don't know if you...
He's a bit Basil Fawlty, though, sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah, but no, if that's just part of who he is, bring your whole self to work.
A bit like Carl. What are you doing?
You've got to get him some of them things that they have on runway at airport, you know, light stick things.
But, ultimately, what he said about that was he needs to work out how to speak to the officials, because he was talking to the fourth official. He was being polite. He were pointing out that it were a penalty and it needed to go to VAR, and that actually he saw a lack of respect towards him because he was just completely blanked when he were trying to engage with the fourth official that's there to be engaged with for both managers.
But so, you compare that to somebody like a Klopp who does it every week.
Yeah, every week.
Every week. A Lampard, a Gerrard, they all do it.
Arteta, Klopp's he's another one.
For it. Klopp's the worst.
Yeah, Klopp's the worst for it.
He's fucking terrible.
Well, we've seen him actually referee games against us. He was the one that sent Strike off, wasn't he?
Yeah, about to say he literally sent Strike off, didn't he? When on the pitch.
He actually got on the pitch and did it.
We're dragging him up by colour. Like, you know,
not today, son.
And of course, you know, he's been red carded, but he won't miss the next game because that's how it works, isn't it?
That is exactly how it works.
Obviously. He has to wait for his written explanation of why he got sent off.
I think I'd rather him be off the pitch versus Forest than Scum, though.
Yeah, probably. Although we against Scum, he might really lose his shit.
Yeah.
He's going to end up like banned for 6 months from the stadiums, isn't he, or something, because he's just going to keep going. He'll end up not earning a penny this year with all fines.
That podcast is going to be fun when it's a Scum thing, isn't it? We're all going to be talking like that. Just in case. Someone dropped the U-bomb.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. Especially
one of us is still not coming on.
Me neither, mate.
I'm ill that day.
All right. One of us is still holding the phone. Don't worry about it.
It'll be worse if somebody says it on BNC, I reckon.
I don't do BNC anyway.
It would have been worse being invited onto another podcast and saying it, I think.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Making a debut as a guest.
That smart, yeah, with that Carl or with that both of them.
That'll me. Okay. I went on All Leeds TV, probably the biggest fan one of all. But to be fair, in my defence, we were talking about the two Manchester teams, and I went City, and then I went, I didn't mean it like that. And then he literally, what, a year later, did exactly the same thing.
Immortalised forever.
I was reading from a fucking. My problem was I was actually reading from a screen, and I was like, "Oh no!" I knew. I saw. I went.
Because your first thought was Gilly. You knew he'd pick you up and get you on it.
Oh yeah, and I went on with him.
Both of us. Smarty went. You what?
Smarty went. Like, fucking yes.
What?
Someone else has fucking done it.
Shall we talk about some football?
Yeah, I think so.
Who's hosting this? Get a grip.
Hey, I'm just letting you lads go. I'm letting you chat. It's like herding cats, try to organise you, so it's easier to just sit back and...
organise? What organising have you done?
Hey, listen, I'm running videos, I'm keeping this show going. You know, I'm bringing the enthusiasm, the charisma, dragging you lads up from the bottom. So that's what...
Twitter poll results.
Not bad.
Sorry, mate, I got bored.
That was a Carl type sort of intro, wasn't it?
And this is why I don't bloody bother with you. Fuck's sake. I'm on the air out of duty.
Do you want to introduce Paul?
Smarty, come on. Tell us about the poll. Take it away.
I'll try. Each week we ask the listeners to choose the main subject for the podcast via a poll on our Twitter account. And these four options for this week are VAR and the standard of refereeing in the Prem, Marsh's touchline tango, the transfer shambles and the general club PR, and Aileen versus Christensen, who starts versus Forest. In fourth place was Marshing Powder. Third place, Battle of the Right Backs. Second place, PR Rats, so Pratt. And it's a farcical in first place. So it were inevitable to be talking about this because it's been a hot topic this weekend, literally across the board. So, Jason, as though you've not said fuck all night, what's the standard of the Prem refs and VAR? What needs to change? Or would you change anything? Would you drop it? Would you bin it? What would you do?
I think they should hire some people from rugby league to come and teach them how to actually use video replays and how to run the system in general. Get rid of the bullshit rules. Stop with all this bollocks with these lines where someone's fucking eyelashes offside. It just needs an overhaul. It's one of those things, isn't it? Like, in theory, it should be fantastic. It should have fixed all sorts of stuff. But instead, it's just brought more problems, more talking points. You can't celebrate after a goal. Are you all right there, Luke?
Yeah.
You can't celebrate after a goal until you've waited 3 minutes, you know. And then on top of all that, you've got this shit where you've got things that look like the Stonewall, and it's like these people still can't see something, and it's just absolutely bizarre. They were talking about this on Talkshite earlier when I got home from work, and they said something about it were a Newcastle goal, I think, where Willock had got pushed and he collided with keeper.
Yeah,
then.
Yeah, got pushed into the
somebody
player.
Said
yeah.
They were convinced that the VAR people had just been looking at the actual contact with the keeper. They'd not looked at what caused it. So, like, they looked at it out of context, in effect, and then made a bullshit decision off that. And if people that are running the system are not going to do it properly, then what's the point? Because it's only as good as the people sat looking at it, regardless of what it picks up or what the technology is. It's only as good as the people who are interpreting the rules and dishing out decisions. And there's just too much that doesn't make sense with it. And also, where's the sodding audio that's supposed to be released that was officially announced? I've not seen a single one yet. And why can't it be live?
Yeah, I think Marsh said something about the when he'd obviously had these managing meetings or whatever pre-meetings or pre-season meetings that they'd all had, that he made a comment that, you know, why aren't they implementing what they said they were going to do at the start of the season? And this must be part of what he were on about. You know, we can bang on about VAR and we can all say how shit it is and all that sort of stuff. But when something's open to interpretation, then there isn't a rule book, in my opinion. You know, you might have a completely different opinion to Gilly, to Luke, to myself or whatever. And unless there's an actual physical rule book that you must follow to the T, then it's subjective, isn't it? It's an opinionated thing, and you're never going to have everyone sing from the same in sheet. So in that case, it's a lot, and it's an absolute fucking bag of shit. On the other hand, it's a fantastic tool that in the right hands, it'd be very, very, you know, it'd support the referees, but they're just too reliant on it. They're either too, it's like, I think, did we have a goal disallowed at Everton? But the linesman flagged it, or they were offside. The linesman flagged it straight away, and I've not seen that for such a long time. Usually it happens 5 minutes after something's happened, or VAR have looked at it, oh yeah, it's definitely offside. But the fucking guy flagged it offside straight away, and as it happened, his fucking little teeny tiny part of his sleeve was offside, and it was blown offside. So sometimes you get people actually doing the job that they're supposed to be. What's the point of having
from this weekend?
No, Everton.
Is that the one from this weekend? Oh, Everton. Us, you mean? Right.
What's the point of having a fucking linesman now? There is no point in having a linesman.
I'll just comment on that, because there were a Villa. I think it was Coutinho came back towards the ball, got the ball. He was just outside the edge of the box, made a turn, put it in bottom corner, but the liner had flagged and he'd got it wrong.
He'd blown it, hadn't he? He'd blown whistle. That's why.
So the ref had blown because he'd seen flag, but the ref had blown before the shot was taken. It flew into goal, but people had stopped playing.
Yeah.
But so you're in the position now. you're in the position there now where the liner's made a decision that we've been told they're not going to be making. Because he shouldn't put the flag up. Now, the late flags when it's an obvious offside does my tits in. And we've talked before plenty on here. Lots of other people have said someone's going to end up getting injured for a passage of play that doesn't even matter because they're already offside.
Wait till the Klopp's players. He'll go fucking mental.
Well, yeah. Yeah, he absolutely will. So we're just in that position where, and I made the point, I think, is it Joe Bedford that does the ref stuff? And I think she's been getting a lot of stick, actually. All she's doing is providing updates on refs. She doesn't appoint them. And but loads of people have been given a stick. But I said to her, we've all grown up, or most football fans have played football or whatever, amateur levels and all of that. We've all grown up knowing that referees make mistakes. Watching football, playing football, whatever happens, referees make mistakes. What's unforgivable is somebody can have 15 different angles at it. They can watch it as many times as they want and still make the same fucking simple errors. And that's what's unforgivable. That makes it more frustrating. You can accept it if the ref that only gets one view of it makes a mistake on the pitch. But when there's a supposedly professional ref makes the same mistake having watched it umpteen times, that's when it's bullshit.
Not only that, you've then got Dermot fucking Gallagher going on about it on fucking Sky.
Defending everything.
Three things with it really bother me, mainly. It's like...
He needs putting in a suitcase and losing that fucker.
Go on then, Jay. Let me guess these three things. Tall people. Tall people.
Bald knobheads who think they look...
Manners.
Cool. Three things that really annoy me with it, right? First one is yellow cards. Why can't it do anything about yellow cards? Secondly, the offside shit. It should be on feet alone because it's common for a striker to be looking to run forward onto a ball and it's common for a defender to turn and look towards the ball and be backing up at times. So to judge people offside when the bodies are in different positions like that, that's unfair for me and it spoils the attacking element of the game.
I agree.
It should be looking to go. It should be on the feet.
Nah, because if your shoulders
are
if middle of your shoulders offside, you can still show your shoulder. So I agree with the shoulder. Maybe not the sleeve, the outside of the arm. That's bollocks. It should be the center of your shoulder. Then that's fair enough, I think.
Yeah.
Make your point, Jane. Then I need to go back to one, but I don't want you
talking about getting worries. And the third one was
What about long sleeve shirts?
Stop it.
The third one was just alluding to something that Bremner's girl said in the comments there about clear and obvious. It was supposed to be for clear and obvious errors. So, for example, the penalty given against us, against Brentford, was that clear and obvious? Or was that something where a referee could easily have missed something because it wasn't clear and obvious? Hence, shouldn't be overturned by VAR. Where's that element gone? If something's close... And it's reasonable.
VAR doesn't overturn anything. All they can do is make a recommendation of a ref to go and review it again.
No, you know what I mean.
Refs won't ever go against VAR. If you've been recommended to go to the screen as a referee, you are not going to undermine your people at Stockley Park.
One day. Ref to go to the screen.
Yeah, I know. I mean, yeah. One day this weekend.
You're right, in general.
You know what I mean? Generally speaking, they're not going to undermine people who've had numbers and... You know, numbers of replays, different angles, and everything. And then they're going to go at cinema over to a screen. There's a cat in hell's chance that they're actually going to say, "Actually, you're still fucking wrong. I was right first time." Are they?
So you are right. But just going back to the point on the offside. So I don't think you can go on the feet because the law is you're offside with anything that can score a goal. Now, what really pissed me off, and it was mentioned in the comments as well, is the Bamford one where he were pointing. We had. What's his name? Squidward. We had him as our VAR official. That said, he's offside. You need to go have a look at that. It can't be given. He was VAR that day. He pointed out that and said that's offside, and the referee had to go and have a look at it. And then the very next week, they didn't change the rules, but his interpretation of the rules changed. And he gave an handball for the same area that he had deemed offside. So if the same person can't be consistent with decisions, how do you overcome that?
We can't.
I am an advocate, and I'll just come back to one that Smarty touched on. I think that was the Newcastle decision where somebody pushed. They'd been pushed into keeper. Basically, what they were looking at as part of ref watch when they were telling Dermot that he were a knobhead was it's very, very easy for an ex-footballer to understand the way that player's gone into the keeper because of his body position. Because the thing that's ahead of you, if it's natural, the first thing that's ahead is the head or your foot, something that you're trying to play the ball with. You're not in this position where your back's arched away from where the ball's going, and that's because of the push into his back. So if a professional footballer can see there, Okay, I understand this player is not in a natural position. I need to understand why. They'll focus on that bit rather than the VAR just going, well, he's made contact with the keeper and therefore it's a free kick the other way.
Do you know what I think?
I think you should just fuck it all off.
I think you and
it's made it worse.
It's made the game a million times worse. When you're in the, you know, when you're on the terraces and you're watching it and you think you've scored and it gets ruled out, or mega when you think time. You scored and you've got to celebrate and you only half celebrate and then you fucking have to celebrate again when it's finished. Do you know what I mean? It's a lot of bollocks. Leave it back to human error. Do you know what I mean? There wasn't that many that it needed VAR. There was the odd one that it was millimeters, and that's what it was brought in for. Now, if a few millimeters offside, fucking so be it. You know what I mean? You're probably gonna get as many decisions against you as you are for you.
I'd agree
over the run of time.
Yeah, I agree. It does allow a big club bias, doesn't it?
Could it be said that if you've got to draw lines, then it should just be given?
Well, you know, if you think of it. A couple of massive ones that stick out. There was, I think, was it the scum against Spurs when the ball had gone 3 foot over the line and were then scooped back out and wasn't given. And then there was Fat Frank, the goal that never was against Germany. It was the massive, massive errors like that this would immediately correct.
Mm.
But you're in a position where how often does that happen? And is it worth making the game worse just to overturn the big ones like that? And I don't.
It's a good talking point as well. You used to have a chat in the pub about it.
Well, it sticks in my mind. I've remembered it.
But VAR, it just creates is more animosity towards it because it should be perfect. That's what it's there for, is to make the game and the rules interpreted perfect, and it's not working. So if it's not doing that, get fucking rid.
We should be able to listen to what they're saying as well. I don't mean the audio after.
You mean live?
I mean, like, for people, you know, like rugby league, you cannot knock the VAR in rugby league. It's fantastic and it works. It even works in Australian soccer over in Australia. They do the same fucking thing, and you can literally hear them speaking to each other. And it,
good
it,
eye, oh, mate.
Yeah, fair enough, blah, 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 blah. And over here, you've got some fucking wankers with a laundry bag over his fucking head, knocking one out.
Drawing professional. He gets paid to do it. He gets paid to do this.
Oh, shit, lads. We've absolutely fucked up here, but I don't really know what to say.
This is their full-time jobs.
I don't want to throw you under the bus, so I'm not going to say anything.
Exactly. I don't want to make you look like a right knob, but, you know, so we're going to have to give it offside. We're going to have to go with our, you know, decision. It's a load of shit.
Here's another one. There's another Bremner's ghost, right? So the dog botherers did miss out on a goal. It was clearly a goal,
but
the ball, although it had been tested before the game, the ball was no longer reporting as to where it was in terms of Hawkeye and the goal line. Villa stayed up off the back of it. So again, you've got technology that's not fulfilling its purpose.
Mm.
I mean, fuck the dog botherers, but at the same time, but at the same time, it also benefited Villa and fuck Villa as well. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Football's so archaic, though, isn't it? It's like you can't listen to the audio when the refs speak at VAR. You can't have a pint in the ground. You can't officially see a 3 p.m. kickoff on TV. It's so backwards. Like, no other sport is so...
Bullshit, man!
So rooted in the past. But
there is no argument for not having live audio of the dialogue between the referee and VAR other than them being pussies.
Agreed.
Smiley, did you realise you hadn't retweeted your own post earlier? Just did it to recommend.
Yeah.
But that's the only argument I can see for not doing it is because they're too pussy to admit that they made mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's balls. It's absolute balls. Because, you know, what are they afraid of? They're afraid of just being exposed as idiots.
Well, yeah, the shit are doing the job, and they know that the shit are doing the job, and they don't want it to be any more obvious.
Yeah, and exactly, you know, if they don't have any faith in themselves, why should we have faith in them?
Yeah, correct.
Exactly.
I think we've probably done that one to death now.
I think it's not bad.
I mean, in European tournaments and fucking World Cup, it works fine. You don't ever have an issue with VAR decisions.
They're not our refs.
I know.
I've never, ever, ever heard, even when I go out of my way to have a look, I've never heard or read any issues coming out of France, Italy or Spain with the
There's
way
one
that,
ref that we should bring to the Premier League, and it's a female ref, and when she goes to take the book, that lad. and she pulls the little hanky out of her hand.
Yeah,
I saw that.
All right, I think we've kicked shit out of VAR now, so we'll have a little word from our sponsor.
CBD are a family company with a local shop feel and exist to continue to promote the obvious and immediate benefits of CBD products while keeping the cost to you, the consumer, as low as possible. You'll find multiple flavours available on our site, answers to frequently asked questions and suggestions on what is right for you, as well as a web form for you to get in touch. There's free delivery on orders over £50, and don't forget to use the Auto Know Better discount code of OKB10 for 10% discount of all products. Lastly, a portion of all profits will be donated to mental health charities.
Right then. I think we're looking ahead now then at this point to the... It's lovely, mate. It's relaxing. It's like ASMR.
Moist.
it's almost like I could listen to that like white noise or whales mating. It's not whales mating.
Whale
song. Yeah.
It's whale singing. Whale song.
Yeah, well, I'd prefer to listen to them mating.
Listen to fat people getting it on.
Yeah. Fucking hellfire.
Oh, J under a car.
I'm getting really pissed off. Fucking hell.
Come on, Jay, get a grip.
I
we promised we were going to do better.
We must do better than last week. This is getting there.
Listen, it's all good.
Come on, get a grip, James.
Stop derailing us. I can't help you. Right, so Forest next at home. And I think we'll have a little look ahead to that one now. So, Gilly, what do you reckon's coming up against Forest? How do you see us lining up? Do you see us doing any better against what is realistically our relegation rivals?
I guess if we're in a position... Oh, no, we're absolutely... We're in no danger of relegation at all. Didn't you, Rad, say that it was impossible for us to be even in danger of it? So, we need to leave that behind.
When was that?
When?
It never did.
A week and a half ago?
Season? Sweet baby.
It did. No, a week and a half ago. It would have to season start. Said it was absolutely impossible that there was any chance that we'd be in any danger of relegation.
Did he actually say that?
Finished 10... Yeah, 10 to 15th, he said.
Christ alive.
Me, man. Jay needs to take his phone off him.
Jay just destroying all hope before we've even fucking kicked a ball.
Oh, I've seen this.
Assistant ref, Adam Nunn, fourth official, Paul Tierney, VAR, Mark Dean. Fucking hell.
It was the 5th of August, Gilly.
Just give him 3 points.
I must have seen it. We're only about a week and a half I first saw it. So
somebody'll have been retweeting because everybody fucking hates Leeds out there at the minute. So.
Yeah, true that.
Go on.
I was just going to say, were it the Athletic interview by any chance?
No.
Well, the Athletic. Yeah. Oh no, yeah, it could have been. I was going to say the Angus interview with Square Ball, wasn't it? So yeah, it could well have been. Absolutely no danger of relegation.
Yeah. This year, in my opinion, we've done a great job in the market. This is the 5th of the 8th. We've done a great job in the market, and we have a very competitive team, the Leeds chairman. The target I set is between 10th to 14th. If we're lucky, we are close to 10th or more. If we aren't lucky, we are 15th. And I think that we are in that range. I do not want to have any more heart attack risk. I don't have any doubt.
I don't know what accent it is, but yeah.
The situation, similar to last season, it's impossible.
It's impossible.
Impossible.
The situation similar to last season is impossible.
So what we'll do is we'll get rid of one of our most expensive signings and sign a child.
Our two best players in the squad and one of our most expensive ever signings shipped out. Not sign a striker, not sign a left back, and it will be impossible that we'll be in trouble.
Has already publicly said he's not ready to play in the Premier League.
He's not a striker.
Yeah.
Have you seen the videos? He plays out wide or at 10.
He's a forward.
He's got 9 in 63 in a league of clockmakers and chocolatiers.
Has he always played in the Swiss league?
Yeah.
Well, he's only 18, so I don't think he's had time to play anywhere else.
He's had two seasons playing it in Switzerland.
So he's played in the first in the Premier League in Switzerland since he was 16. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But he must have something about him to be playing first team football. Full stop.
He's definitely got something about him. He's built. He's a right tank.
Well, yeah, I've seen the size of him.
I mean, he's only 5 foot. What is it? 5 foot four, 5 foot five?
In both directions.
Yeah.
About height of Jay.
Fucking dwarf Jay.
Basically, could have signed Jay for half that money.
Yeah,
but no,
right.
He is tiny. He's a little willy, but he's got some girth on him.
But it smells big.
Fair enough. I tell you, I won't get 9 in 63 fucking years, Luke. So that'd be a good sign in me. Fucking
you did you even get one in the charity game? In the did you not win in?
Oh, come on, remember. You must have done it with five aside.
I probably did, but I can't remember. I had a number of chances that frustrated me, but I can't remember if I scored or not.
Have you seen when Boris Johnson played for England and
when he wiped out that
all kick? All I remember was the rugby tackle.
Fucking ball.
Like, I sometimes when I get bored watch videos of people that I get into that situation where you're running that fast or you can't stop. I'll quite often watch them on YouTube if I'm having a shit day at work or something. I'll just start doing some like shite work and put that in the background every now and then, just little turn around and just see them at that situation where they know they're fucked up and they're just like going still.
Like dwarves and small little people, whatever's politically correct to call them, like dropping into water. And
I don't think small little people is meeting it.
Yeah. Meeting the threshold there.
Half size.
To answer the question, Jay,
yeah,
not spiced. I think we're in a position where we don't know what to expect. There's so many new signings, and I think they were in a position where they've released some players that weren't getting in the side.
Love all that at me.
Gandhi. Love all like that at me. We're in this position where it's impossible to know what to expect from Forest at this point in time. They've made 23 signings. They've had six go out on loan. I think they've released nine that weren't getting into the team last season. So they had to bring in a lot of signings. Trying to get them embedded in, there's going to be so much variability in their play. We don't know who they don't have a solid side, so we don't know who's going to start. You'd think that little scumget will start every game that he's fit for because they're paying him so much fucking money. You'd think he's going to start the majority of games. Properly piss me off if he plays well because he's shit. what we really want is Tyler Adams just to do a number on him.
Yeah,
because he's a much better player.
Yeah, well, most people are, to be fair. Are they absolutely fucked if they get relegated, Luke?
I believe so. I mean, yeah, in a word. But I mean, they've been quite clever with a bit of the money. And, you know, they've only signed Lingard on a year. So if they don't go down, they haven't got anything to pay for him. And various other deals as well. I think they've got relegation release clauses and stuff. So I think they've been managed quite well. But they've gone for it, haven't they? I mean, realistically, it's not shown them. You know, they've lost all three games. They lost 2-0 they beat West Ham, didn't they? 6-0. They've won one, drawn one, and lost four, I think, if I remember rightly. I think they beat West Ham at home, first home game of the season. But yeah, they got hammered by City. Was it 6-0?
9-0.
That was Bournemouth, wasn't it?
They're not doing right cracking anyway. So it's not as it stands, but it only takes sort of the Christmas break where a lot of their players probably won't be going on.
I assume that's not Liam.
No.
Cooper. He is a weird looking bastard, isn't he?
He's quite a Lord of Rings.
He is. But yeah, I mean, it only takes that break through the World Cup, doesn't it, for them to have a lot of time together, and we've seen like how it can rejuvenate. You know, they've made a lot of signs and some decent players in there as well. I wouldn't like to do their squad rotation. They've got a first team bigger than City's.
It's hard to
they've spent £150 million.
I know. It's hard to get any sort of team spirit though when you've just thrown a group of lads together like that, isn't it? And you're gonna have players who were there before who are resentful that they've signed so many people, and You're going to have these new guys coming in, Billy Big Bollocks, like fucking Lingard. Jay Lings, you know, fucking idiot.
You then, should be banned. Off
the weird thing is, though, they've signed too many players for the. So we're in this position as a club where we're so cautious about bringing in too many players and therefore not giving people an opportunity to play. They've signed two first team keepers from the Premier League. All right, one of them got relegated, but they've signed two first team players from the Premier League.
We've got one of them guys that stands outside Star Patch with them fucking clickers going, oh no, sorry, there's too many in here. I'm gonna wait until someone comes out again. Sorry, that's a rule.
18. No, not age, just 18 people in here. You can come in when one comes out.
I don't care if you are the captain. It'd be the captain from Phoenix Knights. Who's signing this lot in? Rads is like, no, it's all right.
Jay pops off us. How far away is he?
But how annoying is it that they've been able to sign Emmanuel Dennis for what, 12 million or whatever it was?
Yeah, he looks all right.
Yeah, that's all the paid.
Fuck's sake. Did we get any money for Rafinha yet, by the way?
So they, yeah we did.
He said it's all good or something like that, didn't he? In another tweet.
Yeah.
That means so
Forest, in six games, have scored four goals. They've scored four goals in total and conceded 14 in their first six games, which means they'll probably beat us 5-0.
Yeah, 3-0 coming.
Of course it does, yeah. Of course it does. We're Southampton that had not won for like 19 games or something when we played them last season. And then they beat us. Yeah. Fucking ridiculous.
That was the worst I've ever seen us play, I think.
That's just what we do.
I've seen worse. I was at Histon. I've been to some horrible places.
What do you reckon, Smarty? What do you see? Any lineup changes? Do you see Llorente getting another chance? Do you think your mate Cooper will be back?
My mate Cooper, your mate bloody Cooper.
You love him.
Why don't we just play without centre backs?
I just
won't make any difference. That is a
good idea.
Start
Melier doing.
Or just have one centre back, but have him at left back.
Yeah, and then play a 5-5. Just a 5-5.
1-5-5, just a left back and then midfield and attack.
No, because that'd be 12 players, but yeah, I mean, we just...
No keeper. Put Melier up front.
Or spider keeper.
No, we need to play a 9-1-1. So nine forwards. Tyler Adams is
fucking emergency.
Get fucking Llorente away from the team. You fuck off. We'll have Tyler Adams at back on his own because he can.
We'll just play with 10. Just stay at home tonight. We've got enough numbers.
Test team has got COVID. He's not coming. I don't fucking know. I'll be honest with you. I haven't got a clue. I'll be clutching at straws even if I were to try and guess how this is going to go. Fuck me.
It's hard to see Cooper being back in it when he's. It's hard to see Cooper back when he's not been on the bench.
He did play against Barnsley, though. That's the strangest thing. So unless he's got a tweak and then come back to fitness again, I don't know. But it depends fully on fitness. You know, you're looking at Ayling. Ayling got some minutes. Can he start? You're looking at Firpo. Firpo, he's apparently fully training. Cooper's fully training. So it just depends on what they're able to see in training.
For me, when you've had muscle injuries, stuff comes back, doesn't it, when you play a full game?
I'm looking quite forward to seeing Firpo in this side. And I never thought I'd say that.
That's how far we've fallen.
I said that ages ago, you cheeky bastard.
I'm looking forward to potentially contracting a sexual transmitted disease. Can't wait. You never know, it might be all right. It might be one of the good ones.
One of the lads in our predictions league does that every weekend.
Fucking hell.
It was no, seriously, because don't get me wrong, Struik's done really, really well, but he is a centre back and he's a good centre back and he's filled in well on the left, and because of the style and the way we play, Struik's lost. You can see they're trying to do that move where they pass and move, and Struik turns like a fucking Sherman tank, doesn't it? You know what I mean? It takes him for fucking ever.
Quicker than Christensen.
It'd take you forever to turn round with an ass that size.
Milk turns quicker than you, Jay. Fuck me.
But Firpo's, he looks all right going forward. It was just his defence that was shit, and we don't seem to be doing a lot of defending, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, we've got no.
That's true.
But it, you know, the point we made before was Rocco and Adams both sit, and you've got Aronson or whoever else sat in front of them doing the attacking. They both sit, and Rocco's the passer, and you know you've got Adams that's everywhere. He doesn't sit in as much as he'll just anchor, but he's always there as a bit of cover, a bit of insurance. So you've got your centre backs and your two centre midfielders. So there's a lot of less emphasis now for the fullbacks to actually defend. That's why Aylin and Firpo will have such a massive impact on us, because we'll actually be able to look good in attack and have the ball and make the runs. The width in a Jesse March team, all right, when we're playing 4-2-3-1, does come from wingers.
Jesse March. That's
Who's
what he
Jesse
said.
Lord March.
When he gets his penis out, ooh, the wit comes from the fullbacks.
Family show.
If he wants two up front, he's looking for the fullbacks to provide the width and the overlaps and the runs. And Strike's not going to be able to do that. With the best will in the world, he's trying his best and he's doing a decent job for the player that he is. But you put somebody in there that's used to attacking, that's played that position throughout their career and got to being a Premier League player playing that position, it's got to have a positive impact on that going forward. But
yeah, but again, we're going forward and we're not defending. We can't defend for lives in us. That fucker,
best form of attack.
His spatial awareness is about as much use as a
best form of attack is attack.
attack.
Kevin Keegan, yeah. Newcastle.
By the way,
yeah, you score three, we'll score four.
Haaland's got another two for City tonight, and guess who hasn't got any minutes after being on the bench?
Oh, let me guess.
Is it Calvin?
Calvin Phillips.
It's not. It's Nathan Ake, but Alvarez. Yeah, Calvin as well.
So my bet's looking pretty good.
Did you see on Instagram that he put glad to be back? And I quoted it.
Yeah.
Quote Instagrammed it and just went on the bench, you fucking mug. No. I didn't put the mug bit. I put a broken heart with a very, very sad face.
Awful. Nice that you're so supportive. I mean,
on the bench. ...
Poor lad. Must be hard getting $200,000 a week to sit on bench.
Here's a question: are we missing Dallas?
I think we're missing a lot squad, of senior players.
Yeah.
Well, if you look at the leadership group, I think at the start of the game, or the end of the previous game, weren't they all missing?
Yeah, you got Paddy, Coops, Dallas, Aylin, Click.
That's Rodrigo.
Now, would you say? And Rodrigo.
Yeah. And when Rodrigo had gone off injured, we didn't have any of them on the pitch.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are going to be missing Dallas because that would be the experience that we were looking for. And Forshaw might be in there as well. I'm not sure. I'd be surprised if he's not. But again, he wasn't on the pitch. So how much leadership can you actually have if you're not playing? Be it.
In football, funny though.
Champions League quality, according to Marcelo Bielsa.
There were people calling for Aylin to be replaced and they didn't want Firpo. Now everyone wants Aylin to come back and they want Firpo.
We're a fickle bunch, aren't we?
We are, aren't we, Luke? We are, mate.
You can bollocks. Cox getting dropped as soon as he can.
Absolutely I don't think not. He
best
is.
Best centre-back we've had since bloody Radebe.
I think he likes him. I don't think he'll drop him. I think he's more likely to drop Llorente.
Best centre-back we've had for the last fucking 20 years.
Yeah, well, on current form, they can
but look at the future. I mean
Belushi was outside.
Absolutely.
I mean we're shit now defensively, but like, think about it in 3 years' time when we could be like in the League One and something like that.
We'll still be needed to sign a fucking striker in 3 years. Back.
Actually,
we're rolling Bamford out in a fucking wheelchair and just like, you know, injecting him inside
just
his
pitch. Throwing him out of his wheelchair to get to an header.
Give it your best. Go on.
Like rugby, it fucking line out, picking him up.
The problem with Bamford we've got now, though, is even if we wanted to sign another striker, he's got no resale value ever now, really, based on his injury record, has it?
Bamford?
No.
Fucking with the fucking 2p. Him, that new bloody lad, what's his name? Willie, he'll be chopping onions.
Big Willie.
And oranges at side. There'll be him, bloody Llorente, in one of them 20p fucking thing machines. They'll be just bargain basement bin. Rads will roll them out at end of season. Take them away. Fuck them off. We won't replace him, but just take them.
Yeah, we won't replace him, no. Fucking hell. Like, we'll just be.
It's a fucking flying everyone. He's doing me bastard, isn't
Hopefully it'll land on
you. I'm just about to say that, Rich. That's where I was going with it until I was so rudely interrupted, actually. It reminds me. Cresswell and Struick, the future of our centre-backs. And it's not a bad future to look forward to.
They're not the future.
Does Cresswell get recalled in January?
They're all right for now. We need to be better in the future. Or we need at least some decent championship fucking one, because that's exactly where we'll be if we don't fucking book his ideas up.
Impossible.
So we're all looking positive then ahead of this game against Forest.
I know. No, it's just we just really that way. It's been an absolute shambles of a transfer season towards the back end. It started out so fucking well. It started out so well and we did so well. And then it's just ended in a panic buy. We've signed a child who's going to be walking around with a fucking tea tree around Thorpe Arch.
I think we were buying this kid anyway, weren't we? I think we're getting him anyway, weren't we? I think.
Yeah, but 6 to 12 months' time was the plan, wasn't it? We brought him in early because they've panicked because they can't get any of their other targets.
Don't get Gakpo. Shit, we'll sign someone, other wanker who decided to go and sign for some other biscuit club and then fucked his own medical up. And then Autumn must have literally... Autumn must look like you, Luke. He must have pulled his hair out and gone, we've just strengthened one of our rivals. We've just given him one of our most expensive signings ever in the fucking club's history. Shit, what we're going to do? Fuck it. Get fucking Willy Bob's on phone. Get him over here. We'll have him. That's what he did. It was a panic buy and nothing else.
Just one thing on the whole... What was his name? The guy who was meant to come and didn't? Anyway, just I had visions of this, and it sounds like it might have been. Shoot me down here. I know you guys hate the fucking ball, but a good management, because they said they wouldn't sign him without a full medical. Apparently, passed a sort of a pre-medical, and we said no, you're having a full medical or nothing. So you've got to travel to Leeds to have this full medical, or we're not signing you. Anyway, it's got
that one arranged by Marseille by any chance?
It just stunk of Michael Cusins to me. Do you remember when we almost signed him, but we didn't sign?
Are you not conflating two different things there? They'd already done a lot of the fitness checks on Yonto, which is why they were able to push it through quickly.
No, it was definitely no. Marseille had already done the fitness test, but we said we wanted to do our own.
the selling club had done a fitness test. He's
on planet.
Got a player. He's
all right. Fine. Don't link to
Leicester. He's fine.
He's all right.
Bring out your dead.
What's she run like, pal?
All right. Oh.
Sound never brooding. Let me down. Breaks down.
I get better. So basically, decent management on the club. I mean, look what happened with Cusins. We all. You know, we know what happened there anyway. But
has he even played since then?
He has. He's been playing all right as well, I think, for somebody.
He's in the Farmers League again, though, isn't he?
I don't think they dare sign anyone that's injury prone after all the shit we've had with the people we've already got. They've got to be thorough.
Well, that's it, isn't it? You can't win. Like, you sign somebody, shit, you don't sign anybody, you're fucked. Hey, you got your 10 minutes, Gilly, so you're still...
No.
Oh, it's only the first time tonight, though. He's not doing too much. It's
probably for the best. Probably for the best.
Fucking hell. He always looks happy when he freezes. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It does. He always looks really, really happy.
I just got that fly. I just hit it. I felt it.
I were going to move us on to predictions for the Forest game, but the man who's supposed to take him down is just fucked off.
Smarty can write them all on his forehead.
Smarty, you want to take him down and start with yours?
For mine?
Doomsday book were written on Luke's.
Warren's
prediction.
All right.
Oh, dear.
I think we're going to lose.
Oh, Jesus.
However, I'm going with a 2-1 Leeds win.
Because you didn't predict a loss.
Prediction league.
What are you saying, Luke?
Fucking spank them. I'm going to go 3-0.
Who's scoring?
Willigan on tour.
Fuck off.
No, Sinister is going to get one. Rocker's going to get one. And so is Harrison.
Interesting. I'd like to see Rocker get one, actually. He's
he almost got attempts, one at the weekend,
yeah,
didn't he?
He's come close, yeah.
So he's got a decent wand on him on that left foot, hasn't he?
Yeah, he has, yeah. Better than that wand.
What did you go against? Sorry, I just completely forgot I'm supposed to be writing these down.
3-0. Write him on your head, then.
I think we got a fans prediction from Alison, because she got him first, so she's given us 2-2.
3-1 or 3-0, sorry.
3-0, mate.
3-0.
Because we're ace at defending.
Yes.
I'm going to go for a 2-0 win.
Oh, I love it. Clean sheet. We hate our defence. We hate our defence.
No one's going for a loss then.
No, definitely not.
Did score against Brentford.
Anyone in? Oh, Gilly's back, so he might predict a loss. I don't think he will.
Oh, here he is. We're just in the middle of predictions now, Gilly. You fucked off at the wrong moment.
It's first time it's gone. It's improved on previous weeks. I have ordered new broadband.
That is true. Baby steps.
So, what did we have so far?
I've gone for a 2-0. Even though the defense is shit, I feel like fuck off. Got to be a reaction. Got to be a reaction at home against a shit team. Let's face it.
So you're going 2-0, Jay.
I am, mate.
So Jay's gone 2-0. The fans have gone 2-all. Luke has gone 3-0, and I have gone 2-1.
Hang on, who have we had from fans?
All to Leeds, Alison. Barring the fans, 2-all.
Alison got in first, so we'll give it to her.
Oh, we normally don't have repeats, but okay. But to be fair, I did miss the first time she had a go, so it's only fair.
Mocker scored our second on Saturday, did he?
Did he?
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, yeah, he did.
Gillian set it up. What are you all on about? Yeah, you didn't even watch the game.
Yeah.
Shut up.
I seconded it. Yeah, it was. It was scrambling around in the box, wasn't it?
Our platinum.
No, it was just a straight ball in from Aileen, and he finished it.
No, it wasn't.
I'd had a lot to drink at that point.
What really, really annoyed me is that it looked like he fancied a goal early on in first half, and I called it in group chat, said Rocker fancies one today, and I didn't put a bet on.
It's always the way, mate. It's always the way.
Why don't you take Nick Gill's prediction? He's not done it before.
Nick Gill, 3-1 to Leeds.
3-1.
Go on then, we're going 3-1. Sorry, Alison.
We'll come round soon because we've only got 5 fans, so we'll be back round soon.
We've only got 5 regular.
That's true.
Nick Gilly,
that's true. Everyone gets a turn.
Sorry, Smarty, what were yours?
Mine is 2-1 to the Mighty Whites.
And Luke?
3-0.
Luke's is 3-0.
Ever the optimist.
I'm on 3-2.
They're going to get a
3-2 as well.
There's fuck all chance we keep a clean sheet if Cox plays.
That'd be a stressful game if it's 3-2. Jesus Christ. I'm sick of being on the edge watching the meets. It's just too much.
It'd be 3-2. And it'll be 2-2 going into 85th minute.
Fuck off. I don't need that.
No, I don't need that kind of stress.
Not on a Monday night.
You take it though. If you get a late winner, you take it.
I love the euphoria.
A late win is a great feeling.
I love the euphoria of the winner, but the stress of being in that position is so hard.
You remember, even that late Joffy goal or the late strike goal, and the way you felt about them going in. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I feel like about every goal though.
The stoppage time winner against Norwich.
I'd rather have a 6-0 win.
I'll
give you that.
Fucking hellfire. All right, well, I think that's
only on a 6-0 then.
I think that wraps up the predictions there. Has anyone got an auto bitter? Anyone want a little rant about anything?
There we go, aren't we?
Hey.
I'm not playing video if nobody fancies a go.
No one got out.
I think I've already had a bit of a rant. So
to be fair, yeah. I think VAR took care of that.
It did, yeah.
I think we're all pissed off.
We can skip it.
We mentioned Klopp. We know that he's a twat.
We can skip it this week if we've had our fill already. We've gone over an hour anyway and bored everyone shitless, no doubt. So
yeah, everyone's bored of you.
Bored of you, mate, with your fucking hairstyle.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Thank you for listening to another Otto Know Better podcast, the Independent League United podcast. You can engage with us via our socials on YouTube and Twitter at the address @OttoKnowBetter with your thoughts on the show or subjects you'd like us to discuss. You can even join us live and have your say while we're recording on our YouTube channel for the main weekly show and the Berardi and Coke aftermatch podcasts. We have 3 years' worth of content you can listen back to, from interviews with former Leeds players and managers to Hollywood stars. Maybe choose carefully which match reviews to check out, though. Remember to subscribe on whichever app you choose to follow us on.